So here's some archetypes. If you digest them, it will change your life. If I really digest these archetypes by faith, and you can actually see it out in front of you, but if you can digest these archetypes, it will change your life. And so you go back to the very beginning, the root of everything, right? And you know the attributes of God play out continually because God never changes, right? God the same today, yesterday, and forever. And so if you can hear this, your whole world's going to change, right? So in the beginning, God, all right, there's your beginning, there's your source. In Him we live and breathe and have our beings, right? So source code, or singularity, is God. Number two, it is finished. On the seventh day, God rested. It is finished. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It is finished. It was already complete. It just had to play out in time, right? Inside the time series, the time sequence, the time recycle, the time repeat. It is already finished. Going down the highway and all these cars are in series after each other. They're in sequence after. So all the prophets of old are in series and sequence after Christ. Before Jesus told those Pharisees, before Abraham was, I am. So everybody's after Christ. Every person is per the Son. If you get saved, it is written. Here's an archetype. Before I go to it is written, let me say this. It is finished, so therefore the solution was there before the problem appeared. The solution was there before the problem appeared. It is finished. It is written. God wrote the script before everything. The scripture, the script. Jesus spoke it all into existence. I forgot to write this one down. By Him all things consist. He holds it all together. Another archetype is God made man in His image. And what is the image? It's a copy. So you're inside a copy. You're in a... It's all about man. It's not about Mother Earth and the trees and all. It's about God making copies of His Son. Sons of God. God is outside of time. Time doesn't exist. Every moment is the same. Live in the now. Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Today's got enough troubles as it is. What has been shall be. What shall be has been. That's the archetype. Everything's already happened. Everything's going to repeat. That right there tells you everything you need to know. If singularity is Jesus, and Jesus is all things, and everybody's moving towards that image because they fell, pieces cut off, being cut back in. If you're being moved towards the image of Christ, because when we see Him, we'll be like Him. If that's where you're moving, that's the direction that you're going, you're not really traveling anywhere except for there. Everything just, you go to work, you go home, you go to the grocery store. Where did you really go? depends. Did you change on the inside or not? If you change on the inside, you really didn't go anywhere. You moved towards Christ, the mind of Christ. How come these preachers don't talk like this? Because they don't know. If the preacher got on the pulpit and said, there's no space, there's no time, when you travel, you're not really going anywhere. You're travailing until Christ be birthed in you. And then after that, then it's just more of seeing Christ in all things and being changed into His image day by day. Being renewed in the spirit of your mind day by day. So the series, the sequence, everything's in series after Christ. Everything's in sequence. The storyline repeats. So what does that mean? It's just like Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. You're in a cartoon, and the flesh is not. Think about the flesh creatures. Everything out of their mouth is cartoon land. If you listen to Elon Musk, he's in cartoon land. He's not going to Mars. He's not going to save mankind. There's already a Savior. He don't even believe in Jesus as a Savior. If he did, he'd be preaching Jesus. Anybody who believes in Jesus is going to say Jesus alone saves, faith alone in Jesus. They're not going to put any confidence in the flesh. But notice what he says, I never give up. He knows that the AI is evil, but he keeps working on it. Hello? AI is evil, but he just keeps working on it. What's that about? If you believe Elon is some kind of savior, he's actually going to destroy you. When they get rid of electric cars, I mean, when they get rid of gasoline cars, how's the power grid going to keep up? It's not. Get a hold of those archetypes. The singularity is Jesus. Quantum physics is Jesus. Everything's pointing to Jesus. Everything's revealing Jesus. Everything is being unfolded or unfurled to point back to Christ and His church. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Drink of the water of life freely. The body of Christ, if you're saved, is you. It's not a 2x4 building. It's not some sheetrock. It's not some carpet. It's not some podium. It's not some tent. You're the tent. You're the body. Every day, people talk about it. They go to these tent meetings to get healed. Every day you're being healed. Your body's healing itself every day. Your liver can regrow itself. If they cut a piece of your liver off, it regrows back. What am I saying? You're experiencing a miracle every day. Every day is a miracle. Every day is regenerative. When you sleep, you wake up. It's a type and shadow of the death and the resurrection. So the ultimate archetype would be the cross. What happened at the cross is happening now. Death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. So the sine wave, the sin wave, the sine wave, death, resurrection, is an archetype that's happening all the time. It's happening in the stock market. It's happening in the news. It's happening in creation, night and day. It's happening everywhere you look. Death, resurrection, death, resurrection. Something that takes a lot of meditation is the red versus blue. One of the archetypes is the red versus blue, and I guess there is a Bible verse about it, comparing yourself with one another. The flesh mind is always face-to-face fighting something. Iron sharpens iron, and the flesh cuts the flesh. As iron sharpens iron, so the countenance of man sharpens man. So the face-to-face turning machine is the red versus blue to turn you into a new creature. So the turning, an archetype is the cut. Everything is being cut. Another archetype's turn. Everything's being turned. Union, everything's being brought back together. And flow is an archetype. Everything's flowing. The blood has to flow or you're dead. The currency has to flow or the money's dead. The current in the banks, between the banks, has to flow or the water's stagnated. The currency between the bankers has to flow or it's stagnated. There's always going to be a banker because the banks of the river. There's always going to be a river and with banks, right? And so there are always going to be banks, bankers, with currency. Hello. And so if you digest that, Neo, you got it. You already know it's going to keep going when you're dead and gone. Even after you're raptured, they try to keep it going, you know. It won't last, though, but you know. There you go.